Blackstone Audio presents Wishes and Stitches, a Cypress Hollow Yarn by Rachel Herron. This book is read by Carrington McDuffie. To Kari Luna, for reading my first drafts and for believing in me anyway. Chapter 1. A knitter completely devoted to her task, never drops her stitches, never makes a mistake, never miscrosses cables. She's also probably not as much fun as the distracted knitter. Eliza Carpenter. In Tilly's diner, Naomi's scrambled eggs were cooling fast. She stared with blank eyes at the crossword puzzle tucked under her cup, the coffee ring on the ink spreading each time she set it back down. Come on, focus. These jangled nerves and distracted thoughts weren't like her. The diner was normally a place of calm, where people nodded to her, but didn't bother her. The townspeople talked among themselves, letting her work the puzzle in peace as she eased into the morning, writing down the last word before leaving for the office. But today, Naomi's thoughts flew everywhere, all over the place, most specifically to the one thing she was trying not to remember.
How you doing, hon?
Naomi jumped.
Fine, thanks.
Shirley was a good waitress, fast and accurate, and one of the few friends Naomi had made in this first year of living in Cypress Hollow. On days off, they went to the movies or walked the coastal trails, while Shirley scanned the beach for people engaged in shocking behavior, which she pointed out at the top of her lungs. But she wasn't usually much for checking back in with Naomi after she'd served her breakfast. She'd just cruise by her table, refilling her coffee cup.